Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The ACLU of Colorado is suing federal immigration officials to get them to release public data about planned expansions in the state. CPR's Allison Sherry.
The ACLU has been trying to determine where and how Immigration and Customs Enforcement will add detention beds in the state. The federal agency told state lawmakers in August they plan to expand. The ACLU has filed Freedom of Information requests to get information, but ICE hasn't responded. On Tuesday, the ACLU filed a lawsuit. In July, they filed a similar suit and received more than 100 pages of documents. The ACLU said on Tuesday they're simply trying to get the federal government to be transparent. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado has new standards for air toxics, but as CPR's Sam Brash reports, it's unclear exactly how they'll be enforced.
Air toxics are a broad category of dangerous pollutants not strictly regulated by the federal government. That leaves states to set safety standards. Colorado air regulators approved new thresholds for 5 air toxics late last week, including those from oil and gas, manufacturing, and agriculture. Environmental groups say the state should have gone further and set stricter limits. Meanwhile, industry groups worry the rules will add another layer of Byzantine regulations. The state will create rules to enforce the health standards sometime next year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Yesterday's rain on the Front Range will make way for warmer, sunnier days ahead. The mountains even got snow above 9,000 feet, along with the first winter weather alert of the season. Here's Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo.
So as you get a low pressure system rolling through the state, and we get all this moisture that wraps around the backside of it, it jams up against the foothills. It's called an upslope flow. Now, if this was midwinter or late winter, I mean, we would have been talking about inches of snow in Denver, but it was way too warm. We had temps in the 50s. And so it came down as rain here, but where it got cold enough, we saw that snow.
Metro Denver will see highs at nearly 70 degrees today and near 80 again by Friday. That stretch of sunny, mild weather before true fall hits is picnic perfect. This is CPR News.